Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortese. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortese. Call
Cortese, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortese.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortese with you. How are you? What's going on around your house? Open phones today. Anything that I can help you with? Pick up the phone right now and let's talk about it and let's solve your problem right here on WBEN. You know the number. It's 803-0930 in the 716. Outside the 716, it's a toll-free number at 1-800-616-WBEN. And then there's the text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, where you can write your question in and we will read it. Rather talk to you, though, but if you want to write in, you can do so. And again, it's the same as our call-in number, 716-803-0930. You can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortese.net. A lot of people always contact me during the week, which I don't mind. Enjoy speaking to the listenership. A couple things I want to talk about that in a moment. But I also want to encourage you to go to Cortese.net to register for the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School. The next class is coming up on the 6th of November, and there's just a couple spots left in that class. Pasta fresca, make ravioli, cannelloni, manicotti. That's the 6th of November. And again, Come Home to Cortese, drop-down menu on our services, and you'll see the registration right on our website now. You can register right there. Coming soon, hands-on classes, and we're going to drop the size of the classes and we're adding classes. So those are some changes we're making to the cooking school. Jerry Clemente, our wonderful chef, and a good chance for you to meet Jerry, learn his cooking techniques, and of course, take a tour of our showroom, which we're inviting you to do any time of the day that you'd like to come by. 9074 Main Street in Clarence. Our showroom is available for you to come by and see everything we do, which includes our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line that we make right here in Buffalo, New York. The Better Living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awnings, our renovation work, and of course, it's all on display. So love to have you come by and see that. So I mentioned speaking to listeners, which I enjoy doing, whether it's on the phone or in person. It's great to be recognized and people to stop and say they listen to the show. That warms my heart because, you know, Jerry and I are sitting here inside glass bubbles and we really don't know, like, who's there on the other side of these microphones, right? So it's always good to speak to our listeners and know that they are listening and benefiting from the show. So a listener called me this week and said, I cannot find Mex soap anywhere. So as you know, we started in 1989 with my all-purpose cleaning recipe, including the Soilex soap. Soilex was manufactured soap that was made for painters to clean walls before they painted. It was a great soap for low sudsing, phosphate-free, and easy to rinse, which was a big attribute. Well, Soilex went away, and we found Mex, made by UGL. UGL that makes the Czar product line and the Drylock product line. They also manufactured the Mex soap as part of the cleaning process to prepare a wall for the Drylock application. You'd mix that with water, and then you would acid etch, and then you'd be ready to go. Well, guess what? I have been looking high and low. I went to their website and it has been scrubbed from their website. I see the Czar product, I see the UGL product, but I no longer see the Mex soap product. So that leads me to believe that we have a soap problem once again. So anyone out there Number one, if you know that indeed it's true that MEX is no longer available, I'd like to hear from you. And then secondly, if you have a suggestion as to a substitute to a low-sudsing, phosphate-free powdered soap. Now, there's a soap that I have used that I like that I think would work. I've got to do a little bit more research on it before we start talking about it. It has an orange scent to it. Quite nice, actually. It's actually pleasant to work with. So we've got to research whether that'll be compatible with bleach. So be that as it may, as they say, if you know anything about MEX no longer being manufactured, I even did a Google search as to where you could buy it, and everywhere it came up with said it was out of stock. So I guess it's probably a pretty good hunch that it's gone. And again, we need to substitute now a new product where we had recommended MEX. So if you want to make a suggestion, I'd love to hear from you this Saturday morning here on WBEN at 803-0930. And anything, again, around the house that needs my attention as we wind our way through fall, and I guess there's some snow in the forecast. Can it be true? We were actually sitting outside last night around the fire pit. It was quite nice. So maybe have been the last time for that this season. And as we watch the leaves fall, it always prompts me to remember to tell you that once the leaves are all down, you need to get those gutters clean to get ready for winter so that we don't have a problem with clogged gutters preventing drainage during the winter months. Anything else that you want to talk about? Well, that's a good subject matter as well. Give us a call, 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Carrie Hewitt from the Hamburg branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up your direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today. Stop in or call us at 716-646-9480, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
Late October is the time of year when people in Western New York fall all over themselves talking about the beautiful foliage, football, and right now, the incredible deals at Wester Toyota of Orchard Park or Wester Toyota of Williamsville, featuring great fall deals on all the beautiful new Toyota trucks and SUVs, just in time for the changing weather ahead, like a new 2023 Toyota Tundra, a new 2023 Toyota 4Runner, or any other new Toyota. With a total of four Toyota stores to draw from, Wester offers far and away the area's biggest selection of new Toyotas, plus over 3,000 pre-owned vehicles, including lots of quality, certified pre-owned Toyotas. And they're all right at your fingertips at Wester.com. Check it out, pick the one you like, and whether it's a new Toyota or a quality pre-owned vehicle, we'll bring it to the store nearest you for a test drive. That easy. That's Wester Toyota of Orchard Park or Wester Toyota of Williamsville. This fall, come see why we say it's not just a Toyota, it's a Wester Toyota.
Welcome to Wester, New York.
There comes a time in life when owning a home can become burdensome. Wouldn't it be refreshing to escape from grass cutting, shoveling, even brushing snow off your car? Well, now you can at Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. Here's director Lisa Lundy.
North Church is a five-star living community surrounded by a wildlife sanctuary and still within walking distance of Williamsville. Come visit our newly renovated apartments with activities and opportunities that truly make it stress-free living.
Start your new adventure in life. Call Lisa to see how you can start enjoying a vibrant new lifestyle at the hidden gem that is North Church Senior Apartments in Williamsville. 716-810-7475. 810-7475. An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
I look forward to speaking with you and showing you our beautiful campus.
Presbyterian Village at North Church Senior Apartments. 810-7475.
Ready to pay more at the pump? Erie County has a $96.4 million surplus. Yet County Executive Mark Poloncarz and county legislators are ready to pull the plug on a gas tax reprieve. That decision alone could double the county tax on gasoline. The clock is ticking. Call Mark Poloncarz at 716-858-8500 and your representatives today. And say no to doubling gas taxes on January 1st. Learn more at don'tdoubleourgastax.com. Paid for by Carl Hasselbeck. Ready to pay more at the pump? Erie County has a $96.4 million surplus. Yet County Executive Mark Poloncarz and county legislators are ready to pull the plug on a gas tax reprieve. That decision alone could double the county tax on gasoline. The clock is ticking. Call Mark Poloncarz at 716-858-8500 and your representatives today. And say no to doubling gas taxes on January 1st. Learn more at don'tdoubleourgastax.com. Paid for by Carl Hasselbeck.
Well, Lenco Supplies is the place for easy, affordable building materials. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific comes in all the latest colors and a beautiful natural wood grain finish. UV inhibitors and high-quality pigments means the color you choose from Georgia Pacific is the color you'll have for years to come. Now, when you choose GP vinyl siding from Lenco, you're getting sturdy vinyl siding with incredible wind resistance as well. Shop Georgia Pacific vinyl siding at any of our locations in West New York, or better than that, stop in online at any time. Lenco.supplies, new website, folks. Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Ten 18 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. How are you? 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention as we try to sort out the fact that Mex soap from UGL, no longer available from what I can tell. And again, if you have information on that, we'd love to speak with you here this Saturday morning here on WBN. A texter's writing, Dominic, I've used a product called Dirtex since I haven't been able to find Mex for quite some time. It's phosphate free. Okay, so Dirtex, D-I-R-T-E-X. I just Googled that. And we'll have to read as to whether it's compatible with bleach. So I wonder if you have used it with the bleach, with my cleaning solution. So that would be a question we'd need to find out first before we recommend Dirtex as a substitution to UGL's Mex. Another texter is writing, Hi Dominic, where can I acquire 20 square feet of basement wall insulation. I'm replacing my basement laundry tub, and over the years, the insulation in between in the wall have become wet and soapy. The big box stores sell larger rolls, but I need a little bit. Thanks, Bob. So I would say a couple suggestions here. First of all, I might recommend not using fiberglass in that setting. If it's going to continue to get wet, you may want to consider going with a couple layers of foam, 2 inches thick each, or you can maybe even find a 4-inch foam. That's a great substitution to the insulation, and maybe veneer that with either a contact paper or maybe some fiberglass reinforced paneling so that it's a wettable, washable surface. You can buy, so 20 square feet, you know, you'd need 40 if we doubled it, if you found 2-inch. So that's almost a full sheet, a 4x8. But I think it comes in 2 foot by 4 foot strips. So you'd have to do the math with that. And you may have to buy a couple extra panels to make this work. But be that as it may, I think the whole idea here would be a little bit, something more rigid and more water resistant than fiberglass insulation. I don't think that's the right product for that application where we're talking about having it be getting wet from the laundry spray. And again, a washable surface on top of the insulation, whether it be just simply contact paper or maybe a fiberglass reinforced paneling of some kind, would be a great added component to give you some wet resistance. Thanks for that question. So back to the soap issue. So Dirtex is what we've got in play right now. And it does come in a powdered form, which I like. And we'll just do a little quick search here to see whether it's compatible with bleach. And that's a big component here. If it's not compatible with grease, with bleach, then you know it could cause an explosion. So be mindful of that. I also say, whenever, even with my mixture with the soap, the bleach, the Soilex, and the water, and then the bleach Mexan water, always put the bleach in last so it's diluted by the water before you add the bleach. I never put the bleach on top of the soap because that we have seen have a reaction. So I would imagine from what I'm reading here, powerful general purpose cleaner, powder dissolves quickly in water. It looks like it may be a good substitute. So we may have found what we're looking for here, Dirtex. And I guess the question back, this is on an Amazon site I'm looking at. Is it available anywhere locally in the big box stores? We can check by searching at Home Depot and see if it's available there. And then again, if it is, then we might have our problem solved here with it being a substitute to the Mex soap. It's funny about products like that. You know, they you think they're staples, you think they're going to be around forever, and we thought that with Soilex, and of course that disappeared, and now Mex is disappearing on us.
Well, one thing I've thought of, Dom, was especially a product that's been around for a while, the borax, which you put in for laundry assistance. Yeah. I wonder if that would act similar to the UGL, to the Mex.
Good suggestion. Let's look that up, borax soap. I don't know if that's a laundry soap, right, Jer?
Yeah, I saw one site I was looking up. It says that it's a natural ingredient. It's not boric acid.
Uh-huh.
And there might be some other variations, different companies, but all natural laundry detergent booster. So if it's a cleaning agent booster as well, you'd have to sort of like give it a shot. I'm sure that's available most anywhere.
So there you go with something that's really old school and still around. Borax 20 Mule Team. Remember that commercial, the 20 mules pulling the carriages? Detergent booster, multi-purpose household cleaner, powdered form, it's unscented. Yeah, I mean, it looks like it may be a good solution as well. So we found another soap here with borax. A texter is writing, great show. Well, thank you for that. Does anyone have a good home solution for cleaning cedar siding? I like the natural look, but it needs a facelift. Thanks. I think that my cleaning solution would work quite well on cedar, especially if you're able, and you could, I think, very easily, give it a little scrubbing. Now, I'd be careful not to use a high-pressure power washer because you could gouge the cedar. It tends to be a little softer as far as the wood goes. So I think, maybe the mixture with a scrubbing and rinsing, I think it'll brighten up the wood. It'll get rid of any mildew that might be growing or any dirt that might be have collected on the cedar. So that's exactly what I'd suggest is my cleaning solution. And again, we're debating here what to substitute now in for Mex. One suggestion, Dirtex. Jerry suggested borax. Another texter's writing, I tried the Dirtex without the bleach and it was still very effective. Didn't try it with bleach. Okay. That's a good question that we still have open here, and hopefully we'll get it solved before we end the show today, is whether anyone has tried Dirtex with bleach and how that worked. The whole idea of adding bleach, by the way, is for purposes of getting rid of anything that might have a mildew growth. It helps kill the mold spore, really, is really the essence of what you would use the bleach for. Another texter is writing, what about OxyClean? OxyClean. I don't know a lot about that product, so that's another one in play here. Dirtex, Borax, OxyClean, okay. We'll have to check in on OxyClean to see what we can learn about it. But, you know, I'm fascinated by this to the respect that we talk about suggesting Borax. That's probably, you know, what? Actually, it says right on the package. It's been around since 1891.
I was always familiar with the actual hand cleaner.
Yes.
Either that company or somebody made very effective.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Borax has been around since 1891. The other thing that always comes up on a search is where are you going to find it? This, again, brought me, when I Googled Borax, it brought me to Amazon. And I don't know how you feel about buying everything online, but I like to be able to know that it's available in a store as well. Let's see. Another texter is writing, I tried Dirtex without the bleach. Oh, that's, we already read that. That was, they didn't try it with bleach is what that was. Another said, spick and span. Yeah, spick and span. I think you should partner with soap companies and make your own Cortez clean line of products, two variations with or without bleach, okay? Another suggestion for OxyClean. Okay, so I think we're probably safe to say we have, maybe we'll say, for the interim, fill in your own choice of powdered soap and take your chances on how it reacts with bleach. But we'll have to see. I'm not sure. It's a detergent. It's a natural mined mineral. It's also a desiccant I have used to freshen carpets, and it also dries up flea eggs if you have them, and it worked for me. What's the product? I don't see the product name though. Borax is in the laundry soap aisle, bottom shelf. Well, there you go. Borax is available in the store. Yeah, that would make sense since it's a laundry soap. Okay, I think the person who's suggesting the naturally mined mineral is calling it Mean Green. Mean Green. Never heard of that either. Mean Green. There's a lot of them out there,
I guess. Vaguely familiar, sort of like maybe like Simple Green, but obviously different. The Dirtex, I'm on their parent site, and it looks similar to the UGL site.
Okay.
So I'm wondering if upon further investigation, looking at the actual product, the packaging of the Dirtex, the actual ingredients, compare it to Mex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's,
or Soilex.
That's a great point. You know, are you going to be able to actually get the actual ingredients by searching what these products are and what they're made of? Because I think that, you know, saying it's phosphate free and low sudsing is basically all I've ever found when I've searched the manufacturer's websites. But the ingredients, like what's in the soap, and yeah, so that's a question. Anyway, if you'd like to chime in on this conversation, we'd love to have you be part of it at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Talking soap this Saturday morning here on WBEN. It's the bottom of the hour. Time for the top of the news. We'll be back with more right after this.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. The three victims of Thursday's shooting on the 190 have been identified. 22-year-old Keyshawn Galt of Buffalo died at the scene. 23-year-old Lamar Whitfield Jr. and 30-year-old Myron Walker were wounded. The three work for the Buffalo Sewer Authority. Today is National Drug Take Back Day. Amherst Police Lieutenant Jonathan Klein says the event will take place at Millard Fillmore Suburban Hospital in his town.
Any prescription drugs people have can bring in. It's completely anonymous. You know, don't need to bring your ID or anything like that. The one thing I do stress is that we will not be taking back any needles.
Cheektowaga Police Captain Brian Kuhn says you can drop off unused prescriptions at the Cheektowaga Senior Citizen Center off Broadway.
What this does is it prevents them from going into landfills and then therefore down the line leaching into our drinking water.
and there are other drop-off locations throughout Western New York. Today marks the start of early voting for the November 7th general election. There are several places in both Erie and Niagara County you can cast your ballot before the November 7th election. Offbeat Cinema turns 30 this weekend. Jim Gillen created the show and shares the secret of its longevity.
We're connected with our demo runs from people in high school all the way up to people who are in there. We get letters from people in their 80s. And I think we're challenging them. We show them movies that they've heard about. You know, maybe the worst movie ever made, Ed Wood's Plan 9 from Outer Space. And they say, oh, I've heard of it, but I've never seen it. So we show it. And we talk about it.
The show debuted on Channel 7 in 1993. The show can now be seen on WBBZ. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Sometimes the smallest room in your house has the biggest impact on its value. It's Dominic here with a tip on increasing the value of your home. Update your bathroom. Now, when we remodel bathrooms, we partner with the best companies out there. And Twin City Glass has been around for over 50 years, the Weinholz family, and they offer beautiful, high-quality glass enclosures for your shower or your bathtub, as well as a custom mirror solution for you. Call Twin City Glass at 716-694-3300. 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park. It's Twin City Glass.
We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 10 organizations which offer 76 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all of your options.
Hello, Linda Pellegrino here for Clarity Group. When I needed help with Medicare, I called Clarity Group. They had all the information that I needed, and they took the time to meet with me in person so that I could make the best decision on the plan that was right for me.
Hi, I'm Karen Olson of Clarity Group. At Clarity Group, we can show you all the plans you've been hearing about and so much more.
And now it's time to meet with Clarity Group again. They can explain any changes and discuss new plans with me so I can feel confident for another year. Join me and the thousands of others who have called Clarity Group.
So get clear on your Medicare options. Visit Clarity Group at one of our four locations or call us today at 393-3437.
Hey, David Belvey here with an important message for military retirees and active duty families in Western New York. Did you know the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan offers a TRICARE Prime option in your area? With this plan, you're going to get high quality, affordable coverage using a wide network of local civilian doctors. Learn more at martinspoint.org/buffalo or call 716-815-7276. Get the coverage, quality, and the savings you've earned with the Martins Point U.S. Family Health Plan.
Why is our test and tune $71.60? It's oddly specific.
Our furnace test and tune inspection is oddly specific.
I thought it was the nosiest in all the land.
It's both, Marty. Does 7160 remind you of anything?
I get it. All the land. 716.
Call Emerald for your oddly specific $71.60 furnace test and tune today.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
716-422-ALL-ZEROS, 100 Corporate Parkway, Suite 320, Amherst, New York, 14226. Online at CordellCordell.com.
Did you know that the Gorilla Floor has been upgraded for you? That's right. Every Gorilla Floor now includes a vapor barrier upon installation. Why is that important, Dominic? Well, vapor barriers are an essential component to preventing delamination of epoxy floors. The high water table in Western New York leads to this problem. No longer a worry now. 15-year guarantee with a vapor barrier comes with your Gorilla floor. And that is an added piece of security. In addition to the fact that they do the job right, they don't rush it. They take the time to grind the floor down and apply the vapor barrier along with the epoxy coatings. Excellent work is what you're going to get from Gorilla Garage Gear. It is the goal of Gorilla Garage Gear to provide you, their customer, the best products, and Gorilla Floor does just that. 24-hour installations just don't cut it. The garage door replacement you need, well, that's available from Gorilla Garage Gear. And how about organizing your garage as well? All the services and products at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. Here's the number. 716-715-6927. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
10:37 is Hammer Time. It's Dominic Cortez, and how are you? 803-0930, having a soap debate this Saturday morning here on WBEN as we are learning that Mex no longer manufactured, although a texter's writing in that they have found it. That's great. It may be just a, you know, the overstock that's still available, but UGL's website does not show that it's manufactured any longer. So we've had some substitutes coming our way. One of them was Dirtex, and I found some information on Dirtex, and it seems interesting that it may be a good substitute. It appears to be low sudsing and phosphate-free. And then someone suggested Borax, and Borax is a low sudsing soap as well. And it's made, basically has baking soda in it and washing soda and pure borax, which is sodium tetraborate decahydrate. And it has soap flakes in it, sodium palmitate and sodium cocoate. So those are the ingredients of borax. It is listed as a poison, though. You should know this. Pesticide and a fungicide. It's poisonous, especially to young children, so be mindful of that. Even as a little as a teaspoon could prove fatal if swallowed by a young child. For this reason, it's not safe to use around children or on surfaces that come in contact with food. Okay, so there's something to be mindful of when we talk about borax. So far, Dirtex seems to be a winner. I'm liking everything I'm seeing about Dirtex. And we've had some people text in that they have tried the product. And I'd like to hear from you at 803-0930 or on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, same number, 803-0930. As we hopefully will solve the problem and get you into a new soap before the show ends today, as we have, again, learned that Mex is... no longer manufactured by UGL. The texture, though, does tell me there are a number of vendors online showing Mex in stock. Again, I think, as I said already, that it's a matter of selling what they have in stock. Going right to the source, UGL, I can't find it on their website. Let's see, another question. Leaves, have your listeners mulch them with a mower if they go over them a few times, they can reduce them into the lawn without raking. Yeah, I've tried that, but when you have a lot of leaves, then you're ending up with still a layer of mulch that might hurt the lawn too. The texture goes on to say, I have mulched up to 1 feet of leaves in, and it returns organic matter into the soil, which is true. The same applies to mulching lawn clippings in and not bagging them. It actually helps the lawn. I think you may be right, Texter, but I think the concern is how thick that layer of leaves ends up on the lawn, because, again, that's the hazard of leaving those on the lawn and killing the grass as a result of that. But good point on mulching, though. 803-0930, a texter's writing, Murphy's oil soap would work. I don't know about that. That's kind of oily, isn't it?
I've used it in.
I like the product a lot.
Yeah, I do too. I wouldn't make. I just mixed it with water and for mild cleaning inside the house.
Yeah,
it
smells great.
I would also think a lot of suds would be generated with that too.
Okay, so we'll have to check that out. Let's go to the phones and travel to Lancaster and say good morning to Angelina. Angelina, we're at your house. Good morning.
Hi, Dominic. I have a question. We're having a sizable concrete job done, so it includes our front steps. So it's three steps, a sidewalk leading to the driveway, a four-car driveway, side pad, and then that connects to our patio in the back.
Okay.
So it's a sizable job. We've had two quotes, and one surprised me. They're about a $4,000 delta between the two quotes.
Mm-hmm.
They're apples to apples with the exception of one thing where it said one person is using a reinforced 10-gauge wire mesh, mm-hmm. which I expected.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is quoting a fiber mesh mm-hmm. mixed into the batch of cement, and
okay.
that I've never heard of.
Yes.
But both 4,500 PSI,
right.
4 to 6 inch cement, that type of thing.
I would say the comparison between the fiberglass mesh and the reinforced steel mesh is fairly equal. The fiberglass mesh is actually a labor saver because it's actually mixed into the mixture as opposed to having to be laid out before. Old school technology would say to you that the steel placed properly, which would mean in the middle of the pour, would give you longer lifespan than the fiberglass mm-hmm. mesh, although new technology would argue against that. So I think I would probably end up saying they're equal. As far as the delta in price, it may simply be based on the infrastructure of the company, who has been around longer, who has maybe better insurances, who has maybe a longer standing reputation. Those are the things I would focus on for concrete installation. Definitely check references. You want to make sure that you're buying on the security of the quality of the work rather than the price.
Okay. Both are extremely reputable vendors, so I'm not concerned about that. It was just, I think it might be the intensity, the labor intensity that makes the difference then.
So the steel mesh person is more expensive?
So the 10-gauge wire mesh is more expensive.
Yeah.
As opposed to the fiber mesh. Can you comment a little bit about Buffalo Winters and cracking and shifting?
So,
is there any...
Absolutely. The proper installation of concrete would mean that, frankly, secondary to the reinforcement, whether it's the steel or the fiberglass, it's the essence of a proper installation is the base. The stone base, well-placed in terms of depth and well-compacted and well-pitched so that the water can drain through it. This is really the essence of a proper concrete installation, and why concrete often fails in our climate is not so much because of the concrete itself as is to the drainage that's beneath it. When water can freeze beneath concrete, it can expand and then lift and then cause cracking. Now, the steel reinforcement will generally work better, again, properly placed, which means right in the middle of the pour, to hold that crack together. And prevent it from lifting. But it's not going to prevent it from cracking if the drainage isn't proper. So I would spend a little time talking to these installers about that. What do they use as their stone base? And do they ensure that it's going to be properly graded and pitched? And do they compact it prior to pouring? Again, to me, that's more important than anything. Another thing that's important with concrete is the actual finishing of the surface. The embedding of the surface aggregate is a key step that is often missed. There's a special tool that a skilled installer will use to embed. It looks like a cheese grater, a big roller, and they'll embed the surface aggregate. Why that's important is it creates a barrier at the top of the concrete driveway that's more dense and less porous. And the less porosity we have in our surface, the more it'll be resistant to absorption of moisture, because that's another place for concrete to fail is surface absorption, which causes surface freezing and then popping of the surface. If the concrete has low weight capacity, then it's going to be more susceptible to that. And if it's not properly sealed on the top with this surface embedding and then a sealer to prevent it, absorption, then we have another point for water to get in and cause surface damage. So those two keys, those two elements are very important to talk about. Surface preparation with the embedding of the aggregate, but also the grade to make sure we've got good drainage.
Okay, very helpful. Thank you.
Okay.
4 to 6 inches is typical?
Yeah. Again, you know, the other thing is this a replacement driveway or is it new construction?
It's replacement. So we have original 1967 driveway.
Concrete?
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
Okay, so concrete's coming out and concrete's going back. So that's generally a good thing in that we have, you know, the start of a good base in that it's been there for a while. It may not be draining well, though. So that's why it's important to have this discussion about drainage.
Right.
You may be in the position of replacing the concrete because it doesn't drain well. So, you know, redoing that grade and make sure we have consistent water runoff is essential to preventing a problem with the new driveway.
Okay.
All right.
And all of that information transfers over to the new concrete steps because they're going to...
The same logic on the porosity of the surface is essential on the concrete steps, absolutely. Typically, though, you would use a hand float to pack down the aggregate and create the cream at the top of the risers of the stairs, as opposed to the cheese grater roller. The roller is used for flat, long, flat surfaces like a driveway or even a sidewalk. So, yes, the hand finishing of the steps would be essential to minimize absorption of water into that surface as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, good luck. Let us know how it turns out.
Absolutely. Thank
okay.
you.
10:47 is Hammer Time. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. We're back with more right after this. Cortez, your man for home improvement. Well, yesterday was a little deceiving. We had 70-degree weather, and... we actually, as I said, sat outside last night. We had some friends over. And we realized it probably be the last time for a long time because we're looking like 40s are in the forecast. So, yeah, it's inevitable, right? And we enjoy those nice days, and we have to be ready for the winter weather that's coming. And is your furnace ready? Is your ductwork ready? Well, if you haven't had indoor professionals in the last little bit, well, it's probably not. And you may be breathing dirty indoor air. And having the patented column duct cleaning system come through your ductwork with that nozzle head that really blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls. And with negative pressure, they suck it out and they leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel is kind of essential if you want to breathe clean indoor air. And with that, of course, we also want to talk about the medical-grade air purifiers and the high-capacity April air dehumidifiers. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, tis the season in terms of people realizing when they turn their furnaces on and that smell comes up and... it's just that's just the tip of the iceberg, as you mentioned, and so it's that out of sight, out of mind thing. And
exactly,
we just, if you do it thoroughly, like you mentioned, that it blasts the gunk off the sides and the tops of the ductwork. That's what gets missed with the rotating brush and the low volume air tools and everything like that. So yeah, thorough duct cleaning is really key, and I want to. Just shout out to, we have 58,000 customers in the past 30 years, and there's probably at least 50,000 of those that are ready for a re-clean. And, now is the time. You can still get on the calendar by, it looks like the second week of November, not too bad.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
All right. So yeah. The Rocktober 28th specials are... What are they going to be this week?
All right. Well, for on the product side of things, the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier, 300 off. The Healthway Deluxe, 1,200 square foot medical grade air purifier that's 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. that's still $300 off. You can get the whole house unit for $500 off the Super V. And lastly, on the duct cleaning, you can still save $125 off.
Wow. Well, these are great discounts, and only you, as a Hammer Time listener, can take advantage of them, because Peter's only talking to you. 716-683-3000, extension 303. We're adding that in now so that you can call Peter directly. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Call Peter now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier. With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Listen up, New York. You can now order your favorite New York lottery tickets right from your phone with Jackpot.com. The Mega Millions and Powerball jackpots are getting bigger every day, and you can get in on the action right now and order official Powerball, Mega Millions, and New York Lotto tickets right from your phone with Jackpot.com. Just choose your favorite lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get notified when you win.
I love the lottery, and Jackpot.com makes it so easy because you can order all your lottery tickets easily from your phone.
Jackpot.com notifies me right away if I win. It's safe and secure, and I never have to worry about losing my lottery tickets again.
This is the greatest thing ever. I can order tickets from my phone for Powerball, New York Lotto, and other lottery games while I'm sitting on my couch at home.
Don't wait. Go to jackpot.com and order lottery tickets from your phone. Plus, right now, get a free lottery ticket with your first order. Go to jackpot.com. That's jackpot.com. Jackpot.com.
Paid for by jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Residents of New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
16 years in county government, 12 as county executive. That's enough. That's why you need to vote for Chrissy Casilio for county executive on the conservative line. We need a county executive who is unafraid to fight back against New York City for sending migrants, is accountable when bad weather hits, is committed to lowering property taxes, and ready to serve every county resident on day one. Someone without the arrogance, who considers women as equals. Chrissy Casilio is that person. A different perspective. A mother. A business owner. A fighter for all of us. Make your voice heard this election in every county and local race by voting on the conservative line. Row C. Your vote means more on the conservative line.
I'm Chrissy Casilio, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by the Erie County Conservative Party, Ralph Lebrigo, Chairman.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case. So I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $600,000.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Do you have a case? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm when I was hit on my motorcycle. They got me $300,000, five times what insurance said they'd pay.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Dominic here. Call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important is to choose a company who does excellent work. So whenever someone asks me who to call when they notice leaks in their roofs or shingles on the ground, I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-343-ROOF or go to avaroofing.com. Book your appointment online. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
10:55 is Hammer Time, and it's Dominic Cortese, and we're winding our show up today with, it looks like Durtex is the winner so far, from what I can tell from its specifications. It's a powder cleaner, low sudsing. It looks like it works well in the setting that we're trying to recommend it for, which is outdoor cleaning. Borax, we kind of got a little panicked when we saw that it is poisonous and it shouldn't be used on surfaces where children may be touching their hands. The Durtex cleaner for walls, floors, and woodwork, powerful general purpose, leaves surface clean without rinsing. Again, that means it's low sudsing. Excellent preparation for repainting or re-waxing, which is where Soilex was, by the way, and the repertoire of why it was a good soap for painters to use, as I mentioned, prior to painting. So I think we're going to go with Durtex, from what I can tell. And, of course, you can continue to comment as we experiment with that and see if maybe there might be something else out there, too. Great show on concrete. How can I find a handyman for our odd jobs? The good ones are booked and the classified ads are creepy. Yeah. Big hole right now exists in the ability to find a reliable, competent, and not creepy handyman. I'll tell you, I've been really turned off by what I've been seeing on the social media platforms about people that are offering handyman services. So be very careful with who you invite into your home. Do some research on that first. You know, as you know, we offered handyman services for many years. Really, as a result of this program, people would call me and say, where do I go to fix whatever? And it was great until we had that little thing called the pandemic. And kind of changed our world as far as the whole staffing issue. And we lost so many people that never really came back to work. And so our numbers are still down post-COVID. And we're hopeful, actually, that we're going to be able in time to bring back our handyman service. What we're actually looking to do, to be honest with you, let you in on a little secret, is reassign some of our older skilled people into this newly fabricated handyman department. There's a lot of moving parts, and we've got to make sure we do it right. So we're not ready to announce it yet, but it is on our back burner to bring that back. I think it's so important to offer a competent, skilled handyman service and have you have someone that you could rely on. The other problem is the cost. You know, the insurance levels of what we have to cover our men for today are just ridiculous. And with that in mind, the premiums are such that we have to include that in the hourly rate. So it's a little off-putting to have to tell somebody what they have to pay for a competent, skilled handyman. But unfortunately, that's the reality of today. It's something I don't know that is going to abate. Our insurance carrier is so anal about what we have to do just to be covered. It's amazing. So we walk a fine line, and we, God forbid, would put a claim in. You know, we might be canceled as a result of putting a claim in, even though we have an impeccable record. It's because of the tenuous environment in New York State for the insurance industry. The fall from height scaffold law still haunts us. It's still a factor in the cost of insurance. In fact, the cost of everything is affected by the scaffold law. You don't know this, but you're paying more for anything you buy in New York State because of the insurance mandates that everyone has to live with because that law exists. And it certainly has a big impact on the construction industry. So, yeah, stay tuned. We'll hopefully be able to make an announcement fairly soon on the return of our handyman service. But as of yet, we're just not ready to do it. Well, have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. Thank you, Jerry, for your Googling help today and as well as your expert producing as usual. Have a great week, everybody. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD 3 Niagara Falls.
always live on the free Odyssey app.